Well, guys, it's been a little bit since Nathan Wade was forced to resign from his position in prosecuting Donald Trump in the Fannie Willis case. Nathan Wade was busting open Fannie Willis while he was on the job. She hired him, remember? Remember, though, Fannie Willis campaigned on that she would never sleep with people that she worked with, her employees. She said that because she was actually going after the previous DA. And it seems like she was actually accusing him of doing that. Now, did he actually do that? Not really sure. But Fannie Willis said, no, I will not do that. But she lied. She was sleeping with Nathan Wade. And the Trump team also has GPS tracking showing that Nathan Wade was actually staying with Fannie Willis overnight. These people are corrupt. And he got paid a whole bunch of money, man. Something like $654,000 of taxpayer money. Yeah. Now he's kicked off the case. Did he actually get that money back? Of course not. Of course he wasn't going to do it, man. Well, we've actually heard from Fannie Willis. She's been talking since the dismissal hearings are over with. But we have not heard from one Nathan Wade since he resigned. Well, that just ended, guys, because Nathan Wade is now speaking. And you guys are going to be stunned by what this man said. This man got hired for a case he wasn't qualified for. It probably could have made his career, but he jeopardized it because he wanted to sleep around with Fannie Willis. He was a married man, too, by the way. He was a married man. His divorce attorney told the Trump team, Ashley Merchant, that, yeah, this relationship happened. And they all lied about it, man. They all lied about it. Fannie Willis should be charged with perjury. Nathan Wade, perjury. But it seems like they're actually getting away with it for now, at least for Fannie Willis. We have to see. She's still been investigated. But let's get into what one Nathan Wade had to say. You guys are not going to believe this, man. Let's get into it. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member, member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button to get access to the same thing. Here we go, guys. Look at this. Fannie Willis's former boyfriend, Nathan Wade, defends workplace romance with Trump prosecutor. And you guys are going to be just astonished what he said, man. I cannot believe this. He is defending sleeping with Fannie Willis, almost called her Fannie Wade, Fannie Willis on the job while he was actually still married. And this man wasn't taking care of his wife. This man is a scumbag, man. Look here. It says former Fulton County special prosecutor Nathan Wade defended his romantic relationship that threatened to derail one of the four criminal trials involving former President Donald Trump. Now, of course, we all know that the charges are BS, but Nathan Wade and Fannie Willis have definitely jeopardized their chances of actually getting this case to trial. Fannie Willis, I believe, eventually will probably end up getting removed. But anyway, Wade said his relationship with Fulton County DA Fannie Willis wasn't out of the ordinary for any workplace in the country after he was forced to resign from the Fulton County office in March after Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee ruled either he or Willis needed to step aside from an office election subversion case against Trump. The judge made his decision after Michael Roman, one of Trump's co-defendants, alleged that Willis and Wade were involved in a romantic relationship, leading to questions if Willis was benefiting from appointing Wade to handle the case. He's saying that this is not out of the ordinary, man. If that's the case, why did you actually lie and say that your relationship with Fannie Willis started in 2022, when it was actually testified in court that, hey, you guys sleep around back in 2019. Yeah. But anyway, it goes on. This is what he said, man. This is insane right here. Quote, workplace romances are as American as apple pie, Wade said in a new interview. It happens to everyone, but it happened to the two of us. What? It happens to everyone. Now, I don't know about you guys, man, but how many of you guys actually are cheating on your wife and sleeping with your superior? I'm pretty sure that's not happening a lot. Does it happen? Yeah, it does happen. But this guy said it's like apple pie. Everybody's doing it. That's crazy, man. He sounds like Lawrence Taylor. Remember Lawrence Taylor, the all-time great NFL defensive player? And of course, he had a drug problem. I believe he was actually doing a crack or whatever. And he said, no. He got arrested for soliciting a prostitute. I believe she was like underage. And this dude said, like, it's the oldest profession. Everybody's doing it. No, everybody's not doing it. This is crazy. But anyway, goes on. When asked if he regrets his romance with Willis, Wade said he regrets how it became the focal point of the case, which relates to Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election results in the state of Georgia. He also lamented that details of his personal life were taking focus away from, quote, the true issues of this case. Well, you remember, Nathan Wade, your ex-wife also brought this light, because Fannie Willis is supposed to testify in your divorce trial. And when that was going to happen, you panicked and said, all right, we need to settle this, because they didn't want Fannie Willis on the stand, because she'd probably end up having to testify. Yeah, this relationship started back in 2019. And boy, that means she would just lie to Judge Scott McAfee in court. Man. Wade resigned from the case on March 15th, which Willis accepted and praised her co-worker as a brave and outstanding advocate. Wow. This is astonishing right here, man. Astonishing. That whole Fulton County office, man, is corrupt. And this dude right here, talking about banging your superior is commonplace. It's like apple pie. Yeah, this guy's a moron, man. This guy is a moron. He has no morals whatsoever, man. He knew that he shouldn't be sleeping around with Fannie Willis. He's working with her, but yet he's sleeping with her. Really? And he got all that money? He's just as corrupt, man, as Fannie Willis. He's just as corrupt, man. This is unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. You know what? If it's actually that common, if it's like apple pie, if that's the case, you'll still be on this case, right? But what you did was wrong. What you did was wrong, man. It's just that simple, man. Boy, I'm going to leave it right there, guys. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel, and we will catch you next time.